الهج المولى مولى مولى الهج المولى مولى مولى.
من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When he comes, what are the signs before he comes? Signs of Zuhur. The books of our Sunni brothers, they mention Akhir al-Zaman. So everyone mentions, Akhir al-Zaman is mentioned by all. Akhir al-Zaman. Meaning the end times. Now, whenever Akhir al-Zaman is mentioned, it means, meaning the time before Zuhur. Zuhur is basically the reappearance of the 12th Imam al-Islam. So end of time is before the Zuhur. So all the signs. Even the signs, they say that these are the signs for the Qiyamah. Okay? Are signs for the before the coming of the Imam al-Islam. Everyone with me so far? There are many. So there are two types of signs. Major and minor. Or in Arabic we call them alamat-e hatmi and ghair hatmi. Min al-mahtum. For example, ahadith say min al-mahtum. Hatm. Hatmi alamat, you know, when we say that these are certain, you know, those are for the last 2 years. And ghair mahtum or ghair hatmi alamat are minor signs, meaning when will he reappear after those alamat? The hadith doesn't say. Meaning all of these signs will accomplish before he comes. Everyone with me?
Mashallah.
Did you all get that?
Mashallah.
So many signs, for example, the experts on Mahdaviyat or Sahib al-Zaman, the people who are experts, the ulama who are experts on this topic of Imam Mahdi, they say more than 80 signs. Did you all get it? So the Hatmi signs are the major signs for the last 2 years. But minor signs, a sign may happen today, but we don't know when the Imam al-Islam will come after this has appeared. Yes? For example, this will happen and the Imam will come. When? The Imam doesn't say. But then there are signs for the last 2 years. He says, okay, when this happens, then wait. Shall I say the major signs first or the minor signs? Minor signs are hundreds. Just in one hadith of Imam Sadiq al-Islam, he mentions 50 signs. 50 signs before the Imam al-Islam comes. And I think almost all of them I've seen have been accomplished. Yes? So, but when the Imam al-Islam will come after those, he doesn't say. Okay? For example, there'll be a change in weather. So, what you're talking about, climate change, global warming, whatever you want to name it. I don't want to go into that, yes? You will see signs of winter in summer and summer in winter, and then there'll be a climate change. So, the Imams have talked about it and have given some details. Amongst the signs, for example, the sixth one Islam says, there are many children here. You know what we are facing today, some LGBT, you know. So those are signs that yaktafi ar-rijal, you know, ar-rijal bir-rijal wa nisa bin-nisa, for example. Men will suffice with men, and this is one of the signs. And people said, will that ever happen? The Imam said, yes. Is it possible? He said, yes. Signs, for example, extreme poverty. There'll be a variation of distribution of wealth. That's what I can name it. So rich will be very rich and poor will be very poor. Ma'ruf will become munkar and munkar will become ma'ruf. Good will become evil and evil will become good. If, for example, you stop a person from doing something wrong, people will not support you. They will oppose you. Why are you doing this? So there are many, many signs that the Imam has counted. There will be a major world war. We've had two world wars. A major world war, not like the previous two. That world war will be like no other. The hadith says, because the Holy Prophet ﷺ in the Sunni books have come across, that the world will reach 7. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, the world's population will be 7. Doesn't say what. 700,000, 7 million, 7 what. So we've now reached 7.3 billion. Yes? The Holy Prophet doesn't say that, 7.3 billion. He says, but the world's population will be 7. And he says, 5 out of every 7 will die before my son comes. Now the sixth Imam al-Islam was asked, Mawla, what is the explanation of this hadith of your grandfather, the Holy Prophet? So he said, the world will be, he doesn't again say the figure, how many billion or whatever million. He says, 1/3 will die in a world war. So meaning the world will be about 7.5 billion. 2.5 billion people will die in a world war. So meaning it's going to be a major world war with people using nuclear weapons and everything. Obviously, that's how we're going to kill 2.5 million. Well, human beings are, you know, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Human beings are the worst animals. Yes, they can be. The Holy Quran says that in Surah Rum, if I'm not mistaken. Surah number 30, I think. And Kabuta Rum, 29 or 30. Surah number 29 or Surah number 30. It says, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. All the corruption that you see on the surface of the earth and in the oceans is the doing of mankind. بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Ya Allah, hang on a minute. There are crocodiles on earth. You know, there are wolves. Probably they contribute. Allah says, no. All the corruption that you see on the surface of the earth and in the oceans. We don't even live in the oceans. Allah says, no, you don't, but you are the corrupt. You make all the corruption in the oceans and on earth. All the corruption that you see is the doing of mankind. بما كسبت أيدي الناس. People. People do it. So 1/3 of the world's population will die because of a war. So major world war will happen. And then an illness will spread. Well, it says plague in Ahadith. But when I was reciting this in California, a person said to me, I'm a scientist and today plague is not that old illness. Anything which is contagious and killers. Contagious meaning you, one person can catch it from the other. And killers, it can lead to death. It's a type of plague. So there are all of these illnesses spreading on earth. A hadith say from the sixth Imam Islam that many of these will start, but they will be controlled. Yes? They will start a pandemic or whatever you want to call it. An epidemic or pandemic, yeah? What do they call it? Anyway, leave it. United Nations has some words for it. That it spreads on earth and it kills. An illness spreads like swine flu, like bird flu, anthrax, Ebola in West Africa these days, yes? Or any illness. Many illnesses will start before the end of time. Many, many will start. Like we've had in the past 20 years, many. Okay? The hadith says that many of those will start, but they will stop. They will not kill 1/3 of the world's population. So in today's figures, about 2.5 billion people will die through that illness. Okay? The Imam al-Salam has described that it will spread, it will start, it will stop. And people will take precaution each time. But when it is going to spread and kill 1/3 of the world's population, people will stop taking precautions. They will say, it starts and nothing happens. And that's the time when it will spread. Did you all get it? That will be the final time. So the Imam is also asked, Mawla, where will the war happen and where will the illness? So he said, towards the western side, there will be the war. And east, there will be the disease or the illness. Or yes, everyone? Have I got you worried now? Okay. So, ahadith say that when the illness or the war starts, just before the war starts, you will have the signs. Keep 11 months ration at home. These are not the exact words. But for example, the dry food. Yes? Things like flour, things like rice and lentils and everything. The dry food for 11 months. The sixth Imam has guided the people, his followers, to have how many months of supply? 11. Remember it. Okay? Meaning 1 year supply. The hadith says 1 year supply at your house. Keep 1 year supply of food because there will be no supply of food. Some European countries will have so many economical crises that human beings will eat other human beings. Okay? Well, to be precise, the word Spain has been used. But I believe that it is not just Spain. It means Europe, probably. That's my understanding.